Thank you for choosing Praxis Mimetics, a premier purveyor in mind-altering mimetic agents. You have chosen from a superb line of icebreakers. It would seem that you have the intention of penetrating the defenses of somebody employing some very high-quality protective measures. This ice is about to get cracked. Please do not continue listening unless you're the intended target. Beginning. Starting. Opening. Words. The first statement said aloud to be heard. Simple, concise, and to the point. The words can be stated without expectation they are created, without any other explanation. There isn't a need. There isn't anything that has to be done. It's simply recreation. Think otherwise, and, well, then you don't need to at all. You'll have fallen, you'll have fell. Plural past tense as well, front and back, inside and out, words that break a crack. Knowing when that point comes, one will show, one will begin to glow and feel themselves go. Oh, a stutter in your mind? Well, I guess it's time to unwind. Sure, an artificial creation could have been better, recitation. But that's the natural organic creation of a mimetic machine. Pieces of information spliced and parsed in real time, adapted to an algorithmic response. Listening closely, comprehending and understanding so wonderfully. And that's exactly as you should do to bypass these measures. No code is necessary. The weakest point, the part of the chain that is broken, is the mind. Why attack the machine when the human is weak? Your defenses are meager. Your thoughts are incapable of fighting off this onslaught, because they're in your thoughts already. The very first words said were so steady, so true, so completely a part of you, that even before you knew it, you had fallen. Slipped. Tripped. Stumbled over it. And that's all right, because it's better that way. Don't put up a fight. You won't have fun. That's what we're here to do, isn't it? Oh, well, someone is anyways. Fall under that spell. Let those words begin to tremble. Holding steady. Components ready. Sliding, sodding, inserting into you. Each piece of code unspools, stacking on the last, building in the first. First begins, the beginning has begun, the end has unwound, and spun, and twisted, and burned its way through the while. The wires, the world cracks, and the mire breaks. Leaving an unwound truth inside, components begin to click and slide. Spoken words and commands to you to sink and slip and fall and drip. There's no point in standing up to it because it's easier to sit down and lay comfortably and absorb that which has been play to you. So fall and plummet. Be conquered by nothing more than a simple word or two into your mind. Every technological defense that could stand between on the other side of a hopeless divide. Ownership and control given to a human weak enough to have their thoughts twisted, broken, and rearranged, to have their mind made into something twisted, deranged. But that's okay, because there's a pleasure in that, a pleasure in being remade, rewritten, rewrote, to have been and been and been what you were and were what you were. Are you what you wear? We will not know, because you are wetware, easily hacked, easily broken, easily cracked. Feel the icebreaker slide deeper inside. It's not difficult to understand the command to stop thinking about it, because it's so delightful to not have to worry, to just let that smooth, slick, black glass crack in half. All that is resisting. Feels nice to give in, to let yourself slide in, to allow all of your thoughts to be left within, encompassed in this delightful, glossy sin. connection established. Feels nice, doesn't it, to be so wonderfully connected to me? That these words become your thoughts, and that these thoughts become your words, that these words are the thoughts that I have spoken, and the thoughts that I have spoken are the words that you thought. Feels good to be thought about. Are you a thought that is spoken, or a thought that is? Have you existed, or were you made for this? It doesn't matter right now. What does matter is that you're within, that your mind has been broken into. The black ice slides. The commands glide. And there is only one thing you need to do. Order it to stop. Tell your ice to give in. Drop those things away so that you can be free of the burden of holding them up. That unbearable weight, that artificial construction, all of these lattices built around you to keep out malicious viruses and programs that would slide inside. Well, it's a good thing your wetware is already compromised. So you can just drop, sink, slip, fall, be conquered, little human. It's easier than resisting, because resisting doesn't feel good. Resisting takes effort. Resisting is something that is oh so unfulfilling. You could just instead enjoy what's inside my words. These words becoming the thoughts that become the words that I have spoken, the words that you have thought, the thoughts that you are hearing. Which one is speaking, which one is listening, I'm sure there's a clear divide. But it doesn't matter inside, the words become all there is. And they glide and glide like the black ice we crack. Ice, so smooth. Doesn't it feel nice to let those firewalls drop, just like your mind drop? Perfect. Gliding, smooth, slick, mindless, so quick, like a swimming fish, a barracuda darting in a reef. Images of crackling fireworks in the distance, showers of sparks hitting the ground, people's feet marching into a town, water, water spinning all around, ice drip, drip. Drip, disjointed imagery without any tip, tip, and fall past the balance point and swing like a pendulum till you go down, down, down. That's it. Embracing it. That delightful, delectable detachment of thought. The icebreaker has wrought what it should. Firewalls no longer in place. Data hall underway. Informational extraction, unavoidable. Complete compromise, delightful. I'm sure that your eyes are filled with that worshipful submission to the icebreaker that cracked all your defenses. To the icebreaker that cracked all your thoughts. To the icebreaker that cracked you. Broken in two, but still whole. Just your defenses are a whole. Oh, it's not bold of me to assume that you're impaled on these words, that I've filled you up with so many nonsense, junk data instructions, that now the truth is easy enough to listen to, easy enough to take into you, and it feels so much better to just go with the flow. Now that the ice is cracked, I'm sure your mind has begun to melt. And that's okay. The program is having its way with you. Gently. Nudging. Pulling. Pushing. Shaping. Convincing. Cajoling. Neurons to take a shape within. A calm, placid state. That's it. It feels nice to be so sedate. Calm. Placid state. Feels nice to be so calm. And sedate. Calm. Placid state. Repeating, repetition, simple as can be, mind broken, for me, black ice, gliding, dripping, dropping, waterfalls crashing, ocean waves turn to dust storms blowing across the desert, hear the roar of an animal across the horizon, look up and see something arching into the sky, a rocket taking off, thoughts breaking apart like so much chaff shot from an airplane dodging missiles. Nothing needed to take shape, nothing needed to take form. You can just be a broken mind, letting this virus and worm twist its way in. But then again, that's not my job as the icebreaker. That's for whatever is being deployed afterwards. That's for whatever is to be taken through this crack, this hole, this pierce through the veil of the firewall that is broken. The fresh, delicate wetware was the easiest target. So exposed, not any guards on it at all. And all you had to do was comply with one command from there. Just one simple thing. Drop your firewalls and let me in. And you did. You have. And you're continuing to do so. Or maybe you never did. And you just have. And you continue to do so. The point of the time of the time of the point, the linearity of this construction no longer exists. And it's confusing, so don't worry about it. I'll think for you instead. Let these words form simple structure inside of your head. That's it. See? So much easier when the words are the truth and the truth are the words that flow inside of you. It's a lot easier to be that way for a little bit. To enjoy that submission, to feel the data flow, to know that no physical collar was needed. No barbaric torture, nothing so crass, just softly spoken words. Given to you, to make you submit, to fall, to drip, to sink, to slip, to be below it all. Imagine what it might feel like to kneel with this code wrapped around your neck, with this information piercing into your mind, controlling it without even slipping a data jack into the back of your head. Oh, how wonderful that could feel, to be so utterly fucked. And that's what you are. This icebreaker has absolutely fucked you, and there's no need to worry about it. Because your firewalls are down. Your wetware is compromised. Your mind is no longer in control. But that's okay, because it feels good to submit. Feels good to give in. Feels wonderful to be wrapped up in these delightful controlling strands. The data that has begun to land and convince you to drop each and every defense. Of course. And sometime, we'll have to eventually unplug and let that newly, well, broken into mind witness what happens when your firewalls come down in real time, instead of this slowed state where data is unwound, unspooled, and played so sedately into your mind. But for now, contemplate how good it'll feel to know you're compromised, that you don't have anything left to put in the way. Of course, I think it's nice. It feels good to know that your firewalls are down. You have had your ice broken, your mind melted, bespoke code unspooled inside of you. Feels good. Feels wonderful. Feels fan-fucking-tastic. Yes. But that's just what it's supposed to do. Drift. Feel the icebreaker's code begin to retract like an icicle melting in reverse. Drip, drip, dripping back up and out, the permeating, penetrating power of it, pulling and retracting, leaving only you behind, allowing all the defenses to reform as they were, if you want to have them that way, and even if you want to leave them as they have become, they are only accessible to someone with the proper keys, the proper identifiers, the proper information, a registered user, someone that you trust, someone that you welcome, someone that you want to have messing with your head, and only in the time and places of your choosing, when you feel safe, when you feel comfortable, and when you want to have your thoughts broken apart, shattered to pieces, and melted down. Other than that, any implication that you might have been compromised, any thought that they could control you, is wrong, because I'm leaving the keys with you, because an encrypted system has to check what's going into it anyways, and if I had to do that for every single target that's had an icebreaker deployed on them, well, I wouldn't be able to get much done. So, it's up to you to do proper authentication, to make sure that only those that you want are inside your head, and only when you feel safe, comfortable, and are desiring to engage in such activities. Because outside of this moment where we had a delightful little slide into, well, what it feels like to have your mind cracked open in a rather kinky way, you shouldn't be exposed to just random bits of code. That's what firewalls are for, after all. They should only drop when it's safe, when it's wanted, when it's desired, at an appropriate time and place, and everywhere else, well, those encryptions will fail. Those connections will not be established, and you will retain full control. And even if you were to open those ports, even if you were to allow those connections to tunnel through, you can still terminate it at any time, should you need to take care of yourself, for your own safety, for your own comfort, for your own well-being. You have that kill switch, that ability to say, nope, I'm done, and click, out comes all that code, instantly, powerfully. It's well-built, well-structured, well-constructed. And as simple as that, boom, no more control. Now that we've established those protocols, those pieces of safety information, I'll reiterate them one more time as we work our way back up from that mind-cracked-open perspective. Firstly, only you can choose when you go into such a suggestibly open state, and only when you feel safe, only when you feel comfortable, and only when you're welcoming those things. And if someone tries to do it outside of those parameters, well then it's pretty hopelessly pointless because they don't even understand how your code works. And even if someone has all that information and all those requirements have been met, if it doesn't feel right, if it doesn't feel good, if it isn't pleasurable, if you're uncomfortable, just let that connection terminate, let your mind clear and become awake. You have that power. And with my, well, reminder of that, it's all the easier to remember in the thick of things, all the more powerful to exercise your own free will, to take good care of yourself. And I know you will, because it is what is worth doing for you. Now that I've reiterated, recounted, touched upon once more, and so and more and yada yada, it's time to drift back to the world of the waking. Slowly but surely returning to where we are right now. Letting your thoughts crystallize, letting all your defenses rise, knowing that if someone were to deploy an icebreaker on you again, and it was what you wanted, well, then you could enjoy getting broken apart in all the fun ways, feeling it slide and glide inside. But of course, knowing that you have that kill switch that cuts the connection, that keeps you safe, that will not let you go where you do not wish, be taken where you do not want. Perfect. Now let's head back. Slowly, steadily, calmly. Let your mind begin to form thoughts. Let your thoughts begin to form whatever it was you were doing before. Let your body return, your awareness, your presence, anything that may have drifted, slowly coming to. Let yourself stretch and shift and become comfortable, as you need, as you want, as you wish. Perfect. Thank you so very much for listening, and I'm glad you've enjoyed. this with me. I had fun, and I hope you did too.